Aloha everyone, and welcome. I am so thrilled today and honored to be part of this Life Transformation Summit brought to the world by Iram Said, who has a mission to be of service to humanity. My name is Virginia Rounds Griffiths, and I work with thousands of people all around the world as a medical intuitive. And I'm talking here today about your thyroid, because I have had much success with helping to heal many thyroids and bring balance to people's lives as a result. This means that I scan your body, and in this your thyroid, and facilitate the clearing of any blocked energies and imbalances that may be causing disharmony in your physical and energetic matrix. With my healing team that I call my heart team, we clear these blockages, which allows your body to do what it knows best to do, which is to heal itself and to bring your body back to homeostasis, which is balance, and to a feeling of well-being. I'm also an energist, and the genius Albert Einstein said everything is energy, and that is all there is. So for him, nothing else existed, that everything was energy. So this desk that I've got my computer sitting on is energy. The computer is energy. The chair I'm sitting on is energy. The walls are energy. I am energy, as are you. So I can scan any object because I'm scanning energy. So that could be your body, your food and water, your house, your furniture, your land, if the land that your house sits on. If you happen to have a farm, I can scan that as well. Any pets that you may have. And I've had a real wonderful success with some farmers in Ireland, and they've asked me to scan their lands to make sure that there's no geopathic stress or anything underneath the land that is causing any kind of disharmony. And as well as they've asked me to scan their cattle, because cattle, if cattle gets TB or any kind of sickness, this is a big loss to them. So they have to be extremely careful that their herds are 100% healthy. All right, so it's been the work that I do is just exciting, because you know, you can take you to any place at all. It's incredible. With all of this, I must say that I'm so truly blessed to do this work, because I am inspired by my heart team, who are the divine beings that I am so privileged to work with on the higher realms. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of me, for contact me for any questions that you may have, any kind of question, it doesn't matter what it is. And no, remember, no question is silly. All right, any question is always valid. If you can think it, then it must have a reason for your thinking it. So please, if you do have any questions, you'll find me at www.bluefrangipani, so that's the color blue, frangipani-hypnotherapy.com, or you can email me at info@bluefrangipani-hypnotherapy.com. Now, Blue Frangipani is spelled exactly like it sounds, BlueFrangipani.com, hypnotherapy.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Virginia Rounds Griffiths/. So remember, if you have any queries, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Now at this time, I will ask you to pause this video and to get yourself a glass of water and a hand mirror if you have one, or any mirror, because we will be using it in a process shortly, and you will want to have it at hand, okay? So please pause this video now. Bring back your water and your mirror, and then you can come back and click me on again. Okay, brilliant. Now, as a medically intuitive, I am well suited to introduce you to the topic of this video, which is why thyroid issues might be making you sick, tired, and overweight, or it could be underweight, depending on which thyroid issue you may have, and also what you can do about it. Okay. So in my work, I employ stem cells and the use of the quantum field to facilitate the work of clearing and recalibrating any organ in your body. This includes the thyroid, the parathyroids, which lie behind, and any of the endocrine glands for optimum health and well-being. Your thyroid is the butterfly-shaped gland which lies at the middle to the lower part of your neck and wraps around your larynx in your throat. An interesting statistic from recent studies suggests that 60% of Americans have dysfunctional thyroids and yet do not know about it. That's a high figure. And very much correlates with my findings with my clients. And also another interesting statistic is that 10 times more women than men have a thyroid issue. Isn't that interesting? And I also find that with my clients, that they are more often to be 95% hypothyroid, which means they have a low functioning thyroid. And approximately about 5% have a hyperthyroid, which is a high-functioning thyroid. But at the same time, there are also some that can cross over. Okay, so they might be hyperthyroid and then 3 months up the track, they may be hypothyroid. So very, very interesting and complex issue is the thyroid. What does the thyroid do? Now, your thyroid's purpose is to take a chemical called iodine, and we ingest iodine in its foods, iodine, it depends on where you are and how you say it, and we ingest that through our foods. You can get it in seaweed, which is a very nice rich form of getting iodine. You can also take it as a supplement, liquid iodine. And so the thyroid takes the iodine and it converts it into two thyroid hormones, so that's T3 and T4. This conversion is what's known as a chemical reaction. You know, we always hear chemical reaction spoken about, and this is what it is. So it's because you take one chemical, which is the iodine, into the thyroid, and you're getting two new chemicals out, which is the T3 and T4. Now, after the T3 and 4 hormones have been created, your thyroid then releases them into your bloodstream, where they control your metabolism. Very interesting thing, the metabolism. And your metabolism is basically the engine that powers your entire body. You probably already heard of the word metabolism before, but you may be surprised to understand exactly what it is. You see, the metabolism isn't a singular thing, because it's a collection again of chemical reactions that take place inside your body's cells. And it's what you... and allows you cells to convert the food you eat into the energy that powers everything that you do. And that's why you always hear the word metabolism linked to weight loss and or weight gain. So a healthy metabolism burns calories and fat and sends that energy to your cells, where it's used to perform all kinds of essential functions that keep you alive. But when your thyroid is dysfunctional or not working properly, it means that your metabolism also doesn't function properly. And your body doesn't burn the fat and calories like it should. And instead, this is when we gain or lose weight, which is whichever one of the issues that our thyroids will be showing. So I would like you to just listen to some of these symptoms that I will speak about and see if any one of these pertain to you. Okay, so if your thyroid is over functioning or it's high functioning, you can experience hair loss. Bulging eyes is another issue. Sometimes you see people whose eyes are sort of protruding out of their sockets. A goiter, which is the swollen thyroid, enlarged. Heart palpitations can be an issue, so your heart, pitter-patter. Tremors, the intolerance for heat, so you feel heat very, very severely and quite a lot. Sleep disturbance is another one, so you don't sleep very well. Weight loss is very typical of hypothyroidism, and or shortness of breath, so you feel, you have this problems with your breathing. Diarrhea is also one of these symptoms, and increased appetite. Very interesting, because even though you have an increased appetite, you're still losing weight, so you know that something's not quite right here. Irregular menstrual periods, muscle weakness, sweating, again tied up with the heat intolerance, anxiety and nervousness, depression and mood swings. So some of those may pertain to you. Now, I'd like you to listen to the other part of the scale, which is the hypothyroidism, where you have an under-functioning thyroid. So hair loss is an issue, inability to think clearly. This is one of the things, a foggy brain. Goiter, enlarged goiter again, enlarged thyroid. Reduced heart rate, now the opposite from the palpitations. Strong fatigue, really feeling fatigue very strongly. Sensitivity to cold, as opposed to the intolerance to heat. Dry skin, could be itching skin as well. Weight gain, now we're talking weight gain. So a lot of people will find that they gain weight very quickly in a few months, and they can't understand why, because they've been looking after the food that they've been ingesting. So this is one of the big things too, that is the weight gain. Puffiness in the face, maybe you can see that you're puffy, it doesn't look quite good. Yeah. Memory problems, again, clarity of thought and remembering things. So you have this blockage and fogginess in your brain. It just doesn't feel right. Constipation, as opposed to diarrhea. Irregular menstrual again. Severe PMS this time. Depression and mood swings as well. Joint and muscle pain. And high cholesterol can also be one of those factors. Now, I don't know with any of you, if whether you can resonate with anything that was spoken about there. Just get a feeling about maybe this could pertain to you when you hear those symptoms. Now is the time for you to retrieve your glass of water and your mirror. So, are you ready to self-check your thyroid to see if you have an imbalance issue? Now, this is the time, so grab your mirror and your glass of water, and we'll get started. So you can either stand in front of a mirror if you haven't got a hand mirror, or hold your hand mirror in front of you and take your glass of water and take a sip. But before you do that, you just tip your throat back, so you're kind of exposing your throat more than you would normally. And in that time, you stretch your neck back a bit, you swallow the water, and then you just observe whether you see any abnormalities. You may see a swelling and or a lump of some kind. and you may see that the first time, and just take your time and do it again and a second time, and really observe what it is that you're seeing. Now, when we do it the third time, I'd like you to this time only stop halfway with your swallowing, all right? So you're just going and you're holding it, and that's when you get a real good look and feel of what's going on in your thyroid. You may feel a tenderness there. Just take your time. So you may feel a tenderness, you may see a lump, any of those things. And what did you see in your mirror? Was there a lump of any kind? Was this lump large or small? And did you experience any pain or tenderness when you were feeling around? And remember, the thyroid goes like that. So it'll be prevalently this way or that way. Now, did you find anything there? And if so, did you already have an idea? Maybe you already had a suspicion that you've got a thyroid issue, right? But you have never been tested by a doctor, but you just have this issue that something's wrong with my throat. Or perhaps you did get tested by a doctor and you've been told that there's nothing wrong with your thyroid. And this happens a lot because the tests are not always accurate. So be prepared that if you do feel something and know that there's an issue in your throat and you do go to the doctors and you get tested, be prepared that you may get a diagnosis of no issue with your thyroid, okay? And besides which, you've got me that you can always come back. You can always check with me, all right? And you'll find me again to confirm at info@bluefrangipani@gmail.com. Now, wasn't that an interesting exercise? Now, my understanding from my thousands of clients that I have been privileged to work with is that thyroid issues all go hand in hand with the Epstein-Barr virus. It's as if they are, just like we have a marriage of male and female, there seems to be this marriage of Epstein-Barr virus and thyroids. I don't know why that is, but it is from all the thousands of thyroid patients that all clients that I've had, these two issues go together. Now, this virus has to be the worst I've ever encountered. And for those who have this virus, it can start early as mononucleosis. And it starts when we start experimenting with sexual contact, like kissing, because it used to be known as the kissing disease way back around 4 decades and more. Now, back in that time, it was not too harmful. But this mononucleosis or this Epstein-Barr has now had many evolutions and it has become Epstein-Barr. If the mononucleosis is not addressed in its early stages, it becomes Epstein-Barr as we get older, okay? And its one function is to grab onto and devastate the central nervous system. Mm. It is transmitted, as I spoke about before, through bodily fluids. So this is by kissing. That's why it was called kissing disease and or other means. And I also find a lot of my clients had this dreadful virus from being in vitro. So this was from their mothers. They contracted this through their mothers. And unfortunately, the mothers probably never even knew about it. So that's another interesting factor. This virus feeds on stress and it grows strong, making the stressful issues that we encounter through our lives even worse than they should be. And in my work, as I already said, I am surprised if a dysfunctional thyroid is not accompanied by Epstein-Barr. They go hand in hand in many cases. Now, also in my work, I find 98% of my clients have trauma or PTSD of some form, which is another issue that seems to go hand in hand with thyroid and EBV. Behind the thyroid glands on both sides lie 4 little glands the size of a grain of rice called the parathyroid glands. And their main job is to balance the levels of calcium in our blood. Now, when a person with trauma or PTSD is triggered into fright, flight or freeze mode or anxiety, the synapses in the brain fire off and uses calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium in that chemical reaction. So the brain is calling on the stores of calcium in the bone, hence depleting the storage. And many of my clients have an issue with osteoporosis or osteopenia because of this very factor. Yet they have no idea that this is happening in their bones. Another issue is that the parathyroids are linked by a peptide to the amygdala and the hippocampus in the brain. Now, these two parts of the brain hold the emotions and the memory of those emotions. So usually when there is a parathyroid issue, there is likely a pineal gland issue, pituitary, and hypothalamus. And of course, then a thyroid issue. If there's something wrong with the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus, the thyroid will also be involved because they interact with each other. Yeah. And this indicates, and this can also indicate a hormonal dysfunction. And I come across that quite often. Coupled with these dysfunctions, we will find depleted adrenals because the adrenals release cortisol in response to the stress of the trauma. Now the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys. So the kidneys and the ureters, sometimes even the bladder, can be affected too. So there's this big cycle that keeps on perpetrating itself whenever there's an issue in the adrenal glands. Okay. Now, I'd like to address the vagus nerve, which many experts believe should be acknowledged as a system in its own right, just like the urinary system or the reproductive system. This nerve is one of the 12 cranial nerves and it's on both sides of the brain, and it connects every organ in the body. It is very prolific throughout the digestive system, and it impacts so much on the digestive system. The vagus nerve is known as the rest and digest nerve. So when it is toned, which is called toned, it makes us feel rested, and digestion is easily processed in the usual way. In the throat, the vagus nerve has a connection with the laryngeal nerve. So that's the larynx, the laryngeal nerve, which then connects into the thyroid gland. So it makes then the vagus nerve very important, even in the thyroid. But when not toned, it has the complete opposite effect, and we become highly alert and anxious, and digestion becomes disrupted. I'd like to do a process right now to tone the vagus nerve, to bring peace and harmony to those who suffer from anxiety and nervousness at this time. So right now, let's just close your eyes and get a feel for how you are feeling right now. Just get an understanding. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling highly alert and anxious? Or are you calm? So on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being extremely calm and 10 being highly alert, just get a feeling for a number that you can feel pertains to you and your state at the moment. It could be 0 for total calmness or 10 for complete alertness and anxiety, or somewhere in the middle. You may have a number somewhere in the middle. I'd like you now to just cross your hands over your heart center, which is your divine heart center, all right? And then I'm just getting you to take a deep breath and expanding your belly out so that it fills your belly all the way up with lovely, fresh, rainbow oxygen. Feel it saturate your lungs, breathing out through your mouth, long and slow, until you have caused your belly to feel like it is touching your backbone. All right, so taking a deep breath in now, we will do this 3 times. Deep breath in, expanding your belly all the way out, and breathing in, don't forget the rainbow oxygen, and breathing out long and slow. Through your mouth, and just feeling your shoulders drop each time you take a deep breath, okay? Second breath in now. Beautiful rainbow oxygen filling your belly, and breathing out long and slow. Nice. One last breath in now. Breathing out long and slow through your mouth. or dropping your shoulders, going deeper and deeper behind your hands, which is your divine heart center. Now at this stage, I'm just going to do a little work with your vagus nerve. So just stay quietly with your eyes closed behind your crossed hands, and I'll alert you when to come back out. So I'm just doing some work here now with your vagus nerve. Lovely. So just take a moment and just assess how you're feeling now as to the difference between when we started this exercise and the feeling right now. Do you feel that your number has lessened? Are you feeling more peaceful? Are you feeling calmer? What we just did was to calm your brain waves and your vagus nerve, which has its beginnings in your brain. Now remember, you can do this breathing exercise whenever you feel anxious or stressed in the future, and you can tap into this space of joy and peace and re-listen to this section of the video also. Now your throat and your speech are your communication to and with the world outside. And emotions can be heavily invested in the dysfunction of our thyroids. So let's explore this. Do you have a fear of not being heard or being misunderstood? Do you have a deep unconscious fear of being attacked if your intentions are misrepresented? Do you feel undermined and attacked by those who should have listened to you? Were you told as a child that you should be seen and not heard? Were you not able to speak up because of an understanding you would be chastised, either verbally or physically? And do you feel that you were attacked or blamed for speaking your truth? Do you feel insecure and react in an aggressive way instead of responding kindly? Think about these emotions and feel if any of them resonate with you. And please feel free to engage with me and let me know how you feel about what you have watched at info@bluefrangipani.hypnotherapy.com. Having watched this video so far, I hope that you have a broader view of how a dysfunctional thyroid can impact such important areas of your life. A balanced thyroid is the difference of whether you feel you are thriving or striving in your health and your well-being. No more fatigue hindering your activities, no matter how simple. The difference that means that you can have a healthy life, fully engaged with family and friends, and being able to travel to places you want to see, or just being able to actively engage with your children or grandchildren without having to only watch from the sidelines. To feel able to enjoy all that life has to offer, and to have a clear thinking, wonderful brain, an excellent memory, as you go forward in your life. Not having to worry about weight issues, loss of hair, or experiencing extreme temperatures. The difference with your metabolism working 100% for you, not against you. And if you resonate with all of the above, please connect with me on the following link to engage in a 10-minute free call so that I can help you with any questions you may have about your thyroid. And that's at info@bluefrangipani-hypnotherapy.com. Now at this time, I'd like you to join me in a meditation. So that meditation is to revitalize and restore your endocrine glands through the typical heart gateway. To repair and restore perfect health to your endocrine glands, to revitalize and regenerate your adrenal glands, bringing harmony and balance to your life, to rejuvenate and reinvigorate the vitality and energy, which is your birthright. Okay, so we're taking this time now to close your eyes and to cross your hands over the middle of your chest, which is your sacred divine heart center. And we will take some time to breathe in through your nose into your belly, expanding it out as far as you can. And then breathe out long and slow through your mouth. Now, every breath that you take, you will breathe in rainbow oxygen, which will circulate deep into your lungs and all of your cells, gathering up all negative energies that do not serve you at this time. And you will breathe that out of your divine energy matrix. So taking this time now to breathe in and feel deeper and deeper into your divine heart center, which lies behind your hands. Don't forget, we are breathing in the rainbow oxygen. First breath in. Breathe out long and slow through your mouth. Second breath in. Breathing out long and slow through your mouth. And third breath in. Breathing out long and slow through your mouth. I will now invoke and attune you to the triple heart energy, aligning your individual energy matrix, which starts the process of the ignition of your divine heart to instantaneously connect with the heart of our Creator and then with the heart of our Mother Earth. See a golden shaft link the three hearts together and run down the entire center of you. See that golden shaft expand out of your center and envelop you and your entire energy matrix in this healing, energizing golden light. This light is accompanied by a celestial sound that is unique to you. It is an expression of your connection to that divine part of you that knows what is needed by your soul for optimum healing on all levels of your mind, your body, and your spirit. The light and sound is now accompanied by a luminous, opalescent light, which floods through you and is contained by the golden light in a chamber. We ask that these lights, and coupled with your own unique sound, now saturates your entire divine matrix and cleanses, heals, purifies, releases and balances all the negative energies. These negative energies can be entities which need to be released. All negative energies brought through from past lives that are affecting you in this present life, and all ancestral energies that are not of your and for your highest good, including all negative thought forms. Cleansing all cords to and from you, from this incarnation, and also all past lives, including ancestral cords that need to be cleared at this time. Clearing all negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are holding you back from being all you incarnated to be. Now that we have cleared all of these negative energies from your entire energy matrix, we ask now to connect with your mitochondria in your master cell and ask for a complete clearing of that mitochondria in that master cell. Clearing all negative dysfunctions in the outer mitochondrial membrane. All negative dysfunctions from the matrix. All negative dysfunctions from the cristae. All negative dysfunctions from the transmembrane space. All negative dysfunctions from the inner mitochondrial membrane. And lastly, from the mitochondrial DNA. With our clearing complete, we now infuse the light and sound from the light chamber in which you are enclosed, and see the master cell's mitochondria saturated with your unique light and sound, boosting your energy and metabolism, banishing chronic fatigue and lethargy, and bringing instead energies to enjoy your life to the full. We now ask that the master cell, using an osmotic process, now sends the magic of this healing to all of the trillion cells throughout your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, saturating each cell with all of this brilliant healing and activation. Feeling that saturation now. The next issue we will address is the vagus nerve, where we ask for all parts of the vagus nerve to be toned and cleared of all the energies, and through all of the energies of your unique light and sound, releasing all anxiety and feelings of being anxious, on alert, fearful, or insecure, bringing instead full and total peace and calmness to your energy matrix and all of the places that the vagus nerve meanders throughout your body, as it touches into every single organ now. We now ask for your unique light and sound to cleanse, heal, purify, release and balance all dysfunctional energies causing brain fog, depression, and non-clarity, indecision-making via your three brains. Your reptilian brain, which controls the body's vital functions such as heart rate, breathing, body temperature, and balance. Your limbic brain, which controls emotions, memories, and arousal. And lastly, your cerebral cortex, which controls attention, perception, awareness, thought, memory, language, and consciousness. We ask now that this gold, luminous, opalescent light with your unique sound forms into a chamber that is connected to the crystalline grid around Mother Earth, and that its purpose is to be a chamber of healing for any issue that you need. And you can access this chamber whenever you want in the future. Remember, this chamber, which is unique to you, is there whenever you need to access it to clear away all and any negative issues that may be affecting you at a future time. We ask now to ground all of the work that we have just done, so this will be manifested for you. I ask the masters to put your assemblage points back to where they should be. Realign your assemblage point to its original place. And this will help with your grounding. See your grounding roots now go all the way to the heart of Mother Earth and wrap around her crystalline heart, asking her to ground each one of you. See now that golden shaft retract to the core of you, and let us give thanks and gratitude and love to the source of all that is, and see that energy go back to source. Let us also give thanks, gratitude and love to your beloved Mother Earth, and see her energy go back to her crystalline heart. And now take this time to give thanks and gratitude and love to yourself for being the incredible soul that you are. So let it be written. So let it be done. Just take your time to come back and to be feeling fully grounded in your body, fully anchored into the Earth Mother, to manifest what we have just asked Source and Mother Earth to help us with. It is my wish that you have enjoyed this meditation and that you benefit from the healing, that you have learned something of value today as well. Now, at the beginning, the title of this video was Why Thyroid Issues Might Be Making You Sick, Tired, Overweight or Underweight, and What You Can Do About It. By now, you will have gleaned that through the many clients that I've been my privilege to work with, I have had a lot of success with helping them heal their dysfunctional thyroids. And if my thyroid video and the information there resonates for you, then please email me at info@bluefrangipani.com for the free gift of 10 minutes to assess if you have a dysfunctional thyroid, or if your thyroid is completely healthy, just to put your mind at ease. From my heart team and myself to you, Mahala Nui Loa, for taking this time to watch this video. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.